Donegal will always have a special place in my heart, Donal. I go up there fairly often. My mother, Annie, still lives there in Tuncarney, and my brother Cahill's there as well. So I'm up and down maybe once or twice a month. So I'm a regular visitor to Donegal. My late father, Charlie, would have been involved in Fianna Fáil at home there in Termon that for many a long year. And I suppose I inherited the gene at that point, and politics has always been part of my life, and I got involved up here in Monaghan in 1999, local elections, and I've been involved at local authority level since that date.
In terms of your election to Shannadaran, some will see the Shannad as a springboard to the Dáil. Are you looking ahead to perhaps representing Cavan Monaghan in the future?
Listen, Donal, I suppose in politics you never rule anything out. I suppose just today is just the day after being elected, and I suppose I'm just trying to get a grip on everything. It's been a tough campaign. We've been on the road now for about 7 weeks, and we've covered every corner of Ireland from Donegal to Cork and Galway to Dublin, and met a lot of people, and I would like to thank all the elected representatives in Donegal, the county councillors that I met on my travels, from political parties unknown.
You're becoming a national public representative for Fianna Fáil at a time when the party is embarking on something unique in its history, propping up a minority Fine Gael-led government.
Yes, Donal, I suppose it's completely new territory for us all, and we're all just trying to find our feet in relation to that. I think the most important thing at this point is that we have a stable government for a period, hopefully 2 to 3 years. I couldn't see it, being honest, going much further than that. But I think for the next 18 months, 2 years, it's important we have a government in place for the benefit of all of us that can function properly and make decisions that are in the benefit of the country and the people that live there.